you get strong. Wipe your hands, shake it off, and you stand. Then you stand on. Yeah, then you stand. Yeah, yeah, baby.
Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar on WMFO in Medford, Mass. 91.5 on your dial if you still listen to radios, and streaming online if you don't. I'll be here for the next 2 hours. I got all kinds of interesting stuff for you, some local stuff, some Serious guitar, of course, all kinds of stuff. I'm going to start with some local, as I often do. First, I've got Boston singer-songwriter Abby Barrett with Take It in Stride, radio-friendly version, of course, from her 2016 album, That Shame. On Wednesday night, she's going to be playing at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge. Excuse me a minute, there's a bit of difficulty here for the moment. I'll have the song on you for a minute. In a minute. All right, we're all set now. Abby Barrett with Take It in Stride.
Yeah.
right. You just heard a few of our great local bands. First, you heard Abby Barrett, Boston singer-songwriter, and that was Take It in Stride from her 2016 album, That Shame. And she will be playing Wednesday night at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge. After that, you heard The High End with Wrecking Ball from their 100 Proof EP, and they're going to be playing Saturday night at Club Bohemia in Cambridge. Let's see, and Flight of Fire with Better Off Without You from their 2016 album Path of the Phoenix. Formed in 2009, the hard-working four-woman band was in the 2017 Rock and Roll Rumble, open for all kinds of bands, and so psyched to see women rocking hard. It's great. They also won the New England Music Award for Best in State for Massachusetts. And Flight of Fire will be playing Friday night at O'Brien's in Lynn, Mass. Saturday night at the Iron Tail Saloon in Acton, Maine. Never heard of that one, but anyway. Now I have something new for you. I've played the past couple of weeks, actually. It's a new band from Germany called Four Cool Cats. Bass player John Marcolongo is an American who lives in Germany, and I'd been playing another German band he was in here on the show. He's no longer with them and started this new band, Four Cool Cats, and they just released this single, Wish in My Brain, and here it is.
wicked thing to do, to make me dream of you. And I wanna fall in love. No, I wanna fall in love with you. With you.
right, that set was a bit of a mixed bag, you could say. First, you heard Four Cool Cats from Germany with their new single, Wish in My Brain. A lot of people have been telling me they really dig that song. After that, you heard Boston's Liars with the bluesy version of She Pays the Rent from their 1986 album, Liars, Liars. Liars were a garage rock band led by Jeff Monoman Connolly. The band had formed in 1979, had several records out in the early 80s. They had a version of this song in their usual garage rock style on their first album, 1984's On Fire. The Liars will be playing Friday night at Kodo in Salem, Mass. Then you heard Wicked Game by Chris Isaak from his third album, 1989's Heart-Shaped World. But the song didn't become a huge hit until 1991. An instrumental version of it was used in the 1990 David Lynch movie, Wild at Heart. Then the Atlanta station music director, Lee Chestnut, who was obsessed with David Lynch movies, began playing Isaac's version. It became the station's most requested song, spread to other stations around the country, and became a top 10 hit. It's kind of interesting when that happens. I'm sure the hot video on MTV did not hurt either, if you remember that one. Chris Isaak's released a number of albums, done some acting as well. I love that song, Wicked Game. Chris Isaak's going to be in the area this week. Tuesday night at the Tupelo Music Hall in Derry, New Hampshire. That's tomorrow night. Thursday night at the Cabot Theater in Beverly, Mass. Then you heard Doomsday Outlaw with Bring It On Home from their new album, Hard Times. It's the second album, with the first being out in 2016. The English blues hard rock band started in 2012, and they're touring in the UK. Now some serious guitar time for you. I usually, some of my shows, I don't do this till the end of the show because it's always great to go out on it. But, you know, I'm never sure if everything's going to fit in the show and all that. I'll stick it in earlier many times, and I'm doing that now. And I'm a little bit, it's a little more varied this week. Usually this, you know, like lately, a lot of great guitarists come out with new albums. So, of course, end up having to play a bunch of stuff from those, you know. So you end up with the same guitarist every week. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I tried to mix it up a little more this week. I'm going to start with Eric Steckel. He's about 27 years old, recorded his first CD live when he was just 11. Originally from Pennsylvania, in 2003 he played at the Sarasota Blues Festival, where he was introduced by John Mayall as the youngest guitarist ever on stage with the Blues Breakers. He played with Mayall several times after that, also played at festivals worldwide. So, from Eric Steckel's album Black Gold, this is Texas 1983.
Yeah. is the city where danger lurks. Today, a new creature walks among us, causing fear, mayhem, and injury.
Stay back, children.
Mommy, I'm scared.
Look out for the dreaded digital deadwalkers. They're not looking out for you. With faces pressed against their little handheld devices, they put all good citizens in harm's way.
Hey, pal. Pardon you.
The digital deadwalkers are multiplying. Until their behavior patterns can be modified, the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons warns all innocent people to stay alert. Better yet, to step up and speak out.
Oh, hey, dude, I'm walking here.
Sorry, I didn't see you.
A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep everyone well connected with healthy bones.
That was part one of series Guitar Time. First was Eric Steckel with Texas 1983 from his album Black Gold. After that, you heard John Petrucci with the Rena song from his 2005 solo album Suspended Animation. Guitarist Petrucci is a founding member of the prog metal band Dream Theater, which formed at Berkeley, I think. He's played on the G3 Guitar Tour several times, including this year when I saw the show. And Rena, by the way, as you might have guessed, is his wife's name. Then guitarist Andy Timmons covering the Beatles' Strawberry Fields Forever, a bonus track from the Andy Timmons Band Plays Sgt. Pepper album. Timmons used to be in the glam metal band Danger Danger, but then spent many years as a session guitarist and doing solo work. He's played with a number of cats, including Simon Phillips, Kip Winger, many more. He says, Andy Timmons, great stuff. Went to see him not long ago, and when he did Strawberry Fields Forever in concert, it was like, whoa, that was great. Okay, so now I'll go back, get to part two of Serious Guitar Time, and I'm going to start with Pipeline, the classic surfing song, originally done by the Shanties on 1962, and what I've got is the king of the surf guitar, Dick Dale, with Stevie Ray Vaughan doing the song in the 87 soundtrack of the Back to the Beach, a parody of the old Beach Party movies starring Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello. And they were the kids in the original movies, played the parents in this one. This version was nominated for a Grammy. Dick Dale was the first guitarist to push the amp up to 10. It's back then, guitarists just went from 1 through 4. I found that interesting. I did not know that. And Dick Dale's going to be at the Middle East in Cambridge this Friday night. I'm really looking forward to that. So here is Dick Dale.